Galway manager Gerry Fahey, disappointing in the end to lose out by 4 points, but I suppose, you know, being down by 8 at half time, the character you showed again in the second half was remarkable by your team.
Well, there's no doubt about that, Tommy, but unfortunately we had left ourselves probably a bit too much to do on this occasion, and the couple of chances that we got there that we didn't execute, you know, they came home to haunt us, unfortunately.
You brought on some subs in the second half as well, and you know, every one of them, they tried their heart out. They had Mayo rattled for a while there. We were down to 3 points. Had we got another point or even a goal at that stage, it was probably going to be Galway's day. But as you said, rightly alluded to, we just couldn't get that elusive score.
No, we couldn't, and in fairness to everyone who tried, who started, you know, they all tried their best, and unfortunately it didn't fire for some, and we had to make some changes. And but all the girls, you know, it's been untypical all year, you know, they all came in and put their shoulders to the wheel and tried their very best to turn it back in Galway's favour. We got it back to 3, I think, quite a free that maybe if we converted, maybe brought it back to 2, would have given a bit more impetus. But it didn't seem to be happening for us, and I thought we spilled a lot of ball in the first half and we had control of it ourselves, and we ultimately got punished for it, and they were very clinical in the first half in particular.
It was your first year involved as a Galway manager this year. You've learned a lot, I suppose, that you can bring forward to next year as well, because there were some remarkable performances throughout the league and the championship from this wonderful set of girls here.
Oh, thanks for that, Tommy. I hope that's the case, because you know, there was great work done by Timmy Rabbit and his management team before this, and we'd have liked to carry on another step and get back to an All-Ireland semi-final. But let's hope that the girls, you know, when we sit back and analyse the whole season and look at it, that we will have learned lessons. There's a lot of good young girls coming through that were blooded this year, got the taste of the championship, and you'll be hoping that they'll have benefit from that experience.